Fulfilled Life Project. I'm Chrisanthi Finn, a wife and mama of three littles who is massively passionate about finding fulfillment in the ordinary and helping you do the same. The intention with this podcast is to have you leaving every episode feeling fired up for life, ready to find joy in the ordinary, and ready to ditch that same stuff, different day mindset. Let's get fulfilled. Hello, friend. This episode is for my fellow perfectionists. And maybe you are a perfectionist and you don't even know it. This is something that I have been coming to terms with myself lately, is that I have some perfectionist tendencies, not in all things, but in many things. And so the other day I was thinking about my health and wellness journey. And, you know, I guess I could say I've always been very active, and my health and wellness journey has really spanned kind of my lifetime. It's gone through seasons and phases, as most things do. But over the last, I would say, 8.5 years, I have been very consistent in my health and fitness, specifically in my workouts. And it started after I had had Grayson. I decided that I was going to really make my health a priority, and I was going to do morning workouts. And I found that I needed to get up early, and I created this great routine where I would wake up early, I would do some mindset work, and then I would dive in and get my workout done first thing in the morning. And it really saved me in those early mom years. It really helped me with my mental sanity. It helped me to stay grounded. It helped me to be productive through the day. And it really served me well until it didn't. Now, what I mean by that is that I found myself so tied to this routine of I had to do my workout first thing in the morning that if I didn't, for whatever reason, I really laid into myself. I would shame myself. I would have guilt all day around how I screwed up. And this is really hard for me to admit because I'm a person who, maybe even if you're listening, I've been your mentor. I have been your coach, guiding you through how to make healthy living a priority and how to really make it work in your life. But I think that it's also very important for us, perfectionist or not, to realize when we need to make some changes. And a lot of times it means being flexible in our approach, maybe changing around the way things look and being okay with that as seasons shift. So all of that to say, in the last, gosh, I would say it's probably been a few years now, I've really been struggling with going in and out of that structure of getting up and getting my workout done first thing. And I will tell you that I really feel most productive when I do, but I will also tell you that in this season, and I was talking to my therapist yesterday, and she was like, Chrisanthi, you are in the trenches. Like, your kids are all under the age of 10. Like, you are in the trenches. You've got a toddler, you've got school-age kids, you've got sports, you've got going back to school and juggling all the things, right? Trying to keep the house together. You're in the trenches of it. And I think a lot of times we forget that. We forget that we need to really give ourselves grace. So the topic of this episode today is perseverance over perfection. And this popped into my head the other day. The words just honestly just came to me. I don't know where they came from. I always like to give credit to God when I have those thoughts. But I immediately thought, okay, perseverance over perfection. And then my immediate thought was, okay, well, let's go look up the definition for perseverance and make sure this applies. And so I did. And perseverance as a noun says persistence in doing something despite difficulty or delay in achieving success to finish what you committed to regardless of obstacles that stand in the way. Perseverance over perfection. I used to be of the mindset that if I didn't get my workout done, and this can apply, side note, this can apply to so many things in your life. It can apply to your walk with God, your having Bible time. It can apply to meal planning. It can apply to any goal that you have. This can apply, but I'm going to stick with the workout part because it's what immediately came to my mind. So I used to think that if I didn't get my workout in the morning, I failed. But over time, lack of sleep, children who don't sleep well, just different schedules, different life, right? I have found that it's hard to do that. I get up in the morning and sometimes a kid wakes up with me, or sometimes I start reading the Bible or start reading a devotional or start scrolling or get distracted or give, you know, unloading the dishwasher, doing laundry, taking the dog out, all the things. And before I know it, I've lost that window of time to get it done. And so instead of really beating myself up for it, which I used to really do, I have decided that it's a mindset. And while I have these goals for my health and fitness, and working out is a huge part of them, it's not the full picture. And I posted this on my stories on Instagram the other day, and I said, what workout is the most effective? Morning workout, evening workout, or the workout you get done? And it was funny because I think 70% of the people said the workout you get done, but a lot of people said the morning workout. And I think that we as a society, like at some point, we've heard that statistic that like morning workouts are better. But honestly, the workout that you show up and do is going to be the most effective. And that's where the perseverance over perfection comes in. So let me just read that definition to you one more time. Persistence in doing something despite difficulty or delay in achieving success, to finish what you committed to regardless of obstacles that stand in the way. So the way that I see this relating to perfection is that if we have a perfectionist mindset, it's like my way or the highway, one way, you know, there's just one way to do it. And so for me, it was like that morning workout or bust, that morning workout or I fail, that morning workout or like I might as well go to bed and start over tomorrow. That's the perfectionist mindset. The perseverance mindset would say, okay, why is it that I want to work out? I want to work out because it helps with my mental health. It helps me to stay grounded. It helps me to feel accomplished. It helps with my health, right? We know that working out is good for our bodies, whether it's any kind of workout, strength training, cardio, movement, stretching, yoga, walking, running, all of these things can fall under that category. And I know that it's something that is a priority to me. It is a priority to me. And when I look at that perseverance definition, it says doing something that you committed to, finishing what you committed to, regardless of the obstacles that stand in your way. So you can see the tie between that perseverance and that perfection, because perfection really is tied to like getting it done the right way. Whereas the perseverance just says like you get it done. You get it done in the way that works for you. So maybe today it's getting up and crushing your workout first thing in the morning and you feel like a bad A, right? You feel so like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. It's going to be a great day. But maybe tomorrow you sleep late. And instead of waking up with that perfectionist mindset of saying, I screwed up, what if you flip it? What if you're like, man, I must have really needed that sleep today. Okay, well, let me look at my day. How can I squeeze in something today? Maybe it's not the 45-minute workout I had planned. Maybe it's going for a walk at lunch. Maybe it's doing some stretching before bed. Maybe it's squeezing in a workout with the kids. Maybe it's saying, I'm not going to work out today. I'll make this my rest day instead of whatever day you had planned for your rest. Maybe it's saying, hey, I'm going to really prioritize my nutrition today because I know that I didn't move my body the way that I had planned on. But having that flexibility in your mindset around your goals is really the key to that perseverance. It's really the key to that long-term success, because I think that oftentimes when we have that perfectionist mindset, we burn out. I could give you a million examples of where I've burned out in life. And it often comes down to me feeling like I need to be a perfectionist. I need to get it right. I need to do it the way that she's doing it. I need to do it the way that it's written. I need to do it the way that society defines success. But that's not the way. The way is getting done whatever, doing whatever it takes to get to the goal that I set, and knowing that it's not going to be a straight line. I'm sure you've seen that image where it's like success and here's what everybody thinks it is, starting down here and a straight climb up the hill to the top versus what it really is. And it's starting down here and you go up and you go down and you go up, 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 and you go down, 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 and you go up, 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 and down and up and down. It's never just a straight progression. Success is not a straight line. Life is not a straight line. We have our ups and we have our downs. But if we have perseverance, we're going to continue from that starting point to that finish point, wherever it may be, without quitting. But when we focus on perfection, we're probably going to stop. I'm in the middle of this, well, not the middle, I'm in the beginning of my training for Revelation Wellness. If you haven't heard of me talk about this before, I talked about it a little bit on my social media. I intend to do a full episode on it, but I haven't gotten there yet. This is a 9-week faith-based wellness program. I was first introduced to the Revelation Wellness through my girlfriend, Joanne, who is the women's ministry leader at our church and also one of my very closest friends. And it piqued my interest right away because I was like, oh, okay, hold on. This is combining two things that I love, wellness and faith. And I realized like I wasn't really doing that before. I wasn't putting the two together. And so it came on my radar, and long story short, God had his way. And here I am in this training, which is a 9-week program, that I will become a Revelation Wellness instructor, meaning that I will find ways to continue to incorporate faith into this journey, right? Okay. All of that to say, there are many amazing principles behind the Revelation Wellness, program: get free, stay free, set others free, love God, get healthy, be whole, love others. But one that I heard in my training last week or the week before was, better is better. More is not better. Better is better. And it typically, in the example that I was given for that was, okay, when you're working out, more is not always better. Like more weight does not mean it's always better. Longer runs does not always mean it's better. Being better is better. So let's look at the example of weight training. More weight is not always better because maybe you're lifting more weight, but your form is awful and you're risking yourself, you're at risk for injury. Right? Maybe a longer run is not always better because maybe you could do some interval training, or maybe you're, again, putting yourself at risk for injury or whatever it is. But let's look at this perseverance versus perfection. More is not always better. Better is better. Meaning you don't have to follow. It doesn't always have to go the way you want it to. It doesn't always have to go the way you expected it to. It doesn't always have to go the way you planned it to. That's perfection. We're not here for perfection. We're here for perseverance. We're here to run the race that God set out for us to run and to do it despite whatever comes our way, whatever obstacles come our way. We're dodging them and we're getting through them and we're learning from them and we're better for it, because better is better. If you go to my Instagram I'm recording this on the 26th. If you go to my Instagram or saw my Instagram on the 25th, you will see a clip of me working out in my home office where I'm currently working out. I don't have a lot of space and I didn't get my workout done when I wanted to, when I was first thing in the morning, which is what we're talking about. I was working out and Taylee was in the room with me and the dog was in the room with me, and I was down in a high plank and the dog was licking my face and Taylee was asking me something, and it was like pure distraction, and I could have quit, but I kept going, and it wasn't perfect, but it was better. It was better than nothing. It was better than freaking out. It was better than stopping. It was better than quitting. Better was better in that example. And so I encourage you, when you're given the choice to look at the way you're setting your goals or looking at the way you are approaching your life, don't go for perfection. Go for perseverance. You've all heard this. It's not a sprint. It's a marathon. We're in this for the long game, for as long as God has us here. So let's do it with grace, giving ourselves grace. Let's chase perseverance rather than perfection. And friend, let's get fulfilled. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode. I pray that you are leaving here feeling more fulfilled than ever, that you are ready to go out and live your best life. If you loved this episode, it would mean so much to me if you go ahead and share it with your best girlfriend. Put it on your social media and tag me so that I can thank you for helping to spread the word about the Fulfilled Life Project. Until next time, girl, see you later.